stream out of the dugout. Yeah. Rollins ball near third. This game is over.
Second deck walk-off home run. Grand slam, Bryce Harper.
That's what I call hitting season.
Now batting for the Phillies, John Stolness.
Well, podcast pals, here we are. Normally we start off with a hey, podcast pals and all that jazz, but we're not going to do that here on this episode of the podcast, this episode of Hidden Season. This is it doesn't really matter what episode this is, but we'll call it episode 589. I am John Stolness from The Good Fight. You can follow me on Twitter at John Stolness, and I'm not going to lie to you guys, this is not going to be a long podcast. You don't want a long Phillies podcast tonight, because after what we saw in Chicago this weekend, I think one of the reasons you may be coming here tonight, today, this morning, whenever it is you're listening to this, is that you need to commiserate. You need to commiserate with someone who is as frustrated and annoyed and as exasperated as you are. The Phillies getting swept by the Chicago Cubs in Wrigley Field, a team 15 games under 500, utterly inexcusably, looking inept offensively, doing it. Pitching-wise, the team was pretty good in this three-game series. Even the Aaron Nola start, he threw one bad pitch in that start. Otherwise, Aaron Nola was quite good in the start earlier this week in game one of that series. But it wasn't enough. Game two of the series, pardon me. It wasn't enough because this team, I'm trying to measure my words a little bit because I feel like going scorched earth. This team is choking and collapsing again. Here we are with a baseball team in September that has lost 10 of their last 13 games. Do you guys remember that it was on September 14th the Phillies were 4.5 games up on the Brewers in the wild card, which was essentially 5.5 games with the tiebreaker? They were over 98% playoff odds at that point. So that should tell you, if they don't finish this off, what kind of an epic collapse we are looking for. Nothing will ever top 1964. It is widely regarded as the biggest collapse in baseball history. But this would absolutely be the second worst collapse in Phillies history. And I gotta believe it would be in the top 10 of collapses in Major League Baseball history. Probably down near 9 or 10. But this would be epic. If the Phillies end up blowing this opportunity with an extra wild card, a third wild card now in the National League, and blow this opportunity with the way everything had gone in June, July, and August, I fear this team has already lost all trust. There's no trust. Are any of you listening to this podcast? Do any of you think this team is going to make the playoffs? Because I will say, I don't care how deeply they go in the playoffs this year. I just want them to get there. And I get what everybody's saying. Even if they make the playoffs, they're not going anywhere. I get that. But watching them play the way they're playing right now, they're not even going to get in. They're not going to get in. You had Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola start games 1 and 2 in this series, and they couldn't win. And both guys pitched pretty well. Zach Wheeler, in his second start off the injured list, gave you way more than you ever could have expected from him. Aaron Nola threw one bad pitch, gave up the 3-run home run. The Phillies could never get that big hit. Neither starter had any margin for error. Ranger Suarez, same thing in the game on Thursday. No room for error. By the way, when Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola start a game this year, the Phillies are 2 games under 500 at 27 and 29. They're 56 and 42 when everybody else starts a game. So what does that say about their ability to win games 1 and 2 of a playoff series against the Cardinals or the Braves or the Mets, whoever it is? They can't even beat the Cubs, who won all 6 games against them this year. You can't lose 10 out of 13 coming down the stretch here and expect anybody to believe in you. I don't know if this team ends up collapsing. I don't know how you bring these players back. What can these players say to the fan base if they can't pull this off? How does Bryce Harper address this? How does JT Realmuto address this? Rhys Hoskins, Aaron Nola, Zach Wheeler, Gene Segura, all of these guys. Gene Segura is probably not coming back next year. But They are 10-14 in September. It is yet another September collapse. And I swear to you folks, I really thought we were out of this. And with 7 games remaining, they are now 10-15. I'm sorry, it's 10-14 in September with 7 games remaining. 4 in Washington this weekend. We're going to get into that mess in just a second. And then 3 in Houston against the Astros. This team has not had a winning September since Pete McCannon was the manager back in 2017. Jim Salisbury noted this. Last year, the Phillies lost 6 of their last 7. In 2020, they lost 7 of their last 8. In 2019, they lost 9 of their last 12. And in 2018, they lost 9 of their last 11. They've lost 10 out of 13 right now. And as we speak, the Brewers are beating the Cardinals in the 4th inning on Thursday night. So by the end of the night, the Phillies are looking like they're going to be a half a game out of the wild card picture. Out of the wild card picture. And you've got Rob Thomson at the helm of this thing. I know he's basically trying to say, he's trying to keep everybody calm. He's trying to keep everybody from panicking. He said after the game on Saturday, talking about the team, he said, I think they're trying to do too much at times. I'm not sure if that's pressure, but I think there's other times during the season when they try to do too much. We're getting a lot of base runners. We just didn't come through with the big hit. We've had stretches like that before. We'll come out of it. When? In spring training? There's no more time. And this game, there's a finale of the series here. They made every Chicago pitcher look like a Cy Young contender. And these guys are going up to the plate with no clue. No clue. And it's all singles. I think Matt Gelb mentioned this in his gamer after the game on Thursday. Did they even hit a ball to the warning track in this series? This is on the offense. This is on the high-priced stars that you brought in here to hit the ball with power, to hit for some thunder, to get a hit with runners in scoring position, to do something. And for everybody who doesn't think they're not trying I think that what you are seeing here is a team that is crumbling under pressure, and it's what they've done every year. Awful at bats by veterans in key situations. And I can understand the young guys struggling in this spot. Bryson Stott is lost, and he got the day off on Thursday. But Alec Bohm is lost. He's giving you nothing at the plate. And I would say, let's move the lineup around. Let's fix some things. But it doesn't matter because it's everybody in the lineup. Kyle Schwarber, the guy who has all the playoff experience, the postseason guy, the clubhouse leader, looks lost at the plate. Something. Show some signs of life. How do you explain it to the fan base if you fall short again? If you choke it away like this again? How do you approach next season? If you don't do this, if you don't figure out a way to make this work, if you're JT Realmuto, if you're Bryce Harper, if you're Rhys Hoskins, how do you face the next season? What do you do? Because you are going to have no support in this city. These players are going to have no support. This team is going to have no support in this city. No one's coming to games next year if they don't pull this off. And if you keep these guys, you bring this nucleus back together next year, and they don't pull this off, there's no leg to stand on. There's nothing anyone can say that'll get the fan base back on their side. When you choke away a lead like this, again, and you keep telling us all year long, all September long, these are different guys. This is a different team. I believed it. That tells you how stupid I am. I believed it. I believed that these guys were different. 2-for-22 with runners in scoring position in this series. 2 extra base hits in this series. And they played sloppy baseball. Brandon Marsh loses 2 balls in the sun in the last 4 days? The guy that you brought over here for defense? Are you kidding me? And that's fly ball that he lost in the game on Thursday, allowed the runner to get to third, and that accounts for the second run of the game for Chicago. 2-out single scores him. It's 2-0. That's an insurmountable lead for this Phillies offense right now. It didn't matter because the Phillies didn't score. They didn't come close to scoring. Didn't come close to scoring, guys. They had a couple innings with runners on first and second. And then Rhys Hoskins gets up there and just swings through fastballs right down the middle. When nobody's on base, hey, we'll line a single to left. That was what the Phillies, that was the Phillies' offense this week in Chicago. Leadoff singles and two out singles with nobody on. They had a runner on base in 15 straight innings in the second and third games of this series, and they scored a total of two runs in that situation. Gene Segura, talking after the game on Thursday. Again, Gene Segura. I mean, are you kidding me, Gene Segura? This dish told you everything you need to know about where this team's heads are at right now. Caught wandering off first base, going to second base because he thought Nick Maton had been walked. The Chicago Wrigley Field scoreboard said it was four balls, but it was actually only a three-ball count on Maton, and the pitcher just walked over and tagged him. And Gene Segura after the game says, "Yeah, I got to know what the count is. I can't rely on the scoreboard." Well, yeah. Yeah, Gene. Yeah. You're 9 for your last 47, by the way. Guy's gripping the bat so tight it's turning into sawdust at his feet. But that's the same thing for everybody on this team. The second they get somebody on base, JT Realmuto looks lost. And I get the fact that he has played a ton of innings behind the plate. He carried this team for a month and a half. But that dude is getting himself... Everybody's getting themselves out. Everybody is getting themselves out. They lost all six games to the Cubs this season. I mean, at Intimidator 21 tweeted something at me today, and it's incredible. The Phillies lost all six games to the Cubs. They lost five out of six against Arizona and San Francisco. They don't deserve to be a playoff team the way they're playing right now. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. This is just, I don't know where we go from here. I mean, they have seven more games left here over the last week of the season. They got a week. And I don't think the Brewers are going to go undefeated, even though they do have a very easy schedule with the Marlins and the Diamondbacks at home to finish off the season. They're not going to go undefeated. The Phillies are not going to go undefeated. The Phillies have an extra game in hand. So the Phillies do still control their destiny. If they finish with the same record, the Phillies will win the wild card. But right now, the Brewers are playing like the better team. The Brewers are winning games over the last couple of days. They're playing like they can smell that the Phillies are starting to fall apart. I don't know where we go from here. I really don't. It's not over. It's not over, guys. They have seven more games. They can reverse the curse. You know, they can reverse the trend. This place that they seem to be in right now, they can change it up. But no one has any confidence that they're going to be able to do that. But it's got to be the stars. It's got to be the stars who just have to relax and play with confidence. They're playing with no confidence. They look terrified out there. They know the narrative. They know that they have struggled in September's past. And they know what's happening again. And they are doing everything they can to stop it. I don't want you to read Rob Thompson's quotes and think that there isn't a sense of urgency. I think there is. Now, I don't understand why you sit Nick Castellanos in this finale. I realize he's coming back from the oblique and they're trying to protect him, but there's seven games left, man. There's seven games left. You're not saving him for the end of the season. We're there. I mean, this is a lineup that is stacked with high-priced hitters. You sacrificed defense in order to put this offense together. And we've seen them go for long stretches this season without any power. They've had long stretches where they just couldn't hit home runs. I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. I know baseball's hard. Baseball's hard. Maybe that's just the reason. Baseball's hard. I know the Cardinals had a similar stretch over the last couple of weeks where they had a lot of trouble scoring runs. Thompson said after the game on Thursday, he was asked, "Are we anxious? No. I mean, it is what it is. You got to deal with it. Got to move forward. We're getting good pitching. You string some hits together and we'll be fine. I get what Rob Thompson's trying to do. He's trying to keep his guys from panicking, and he's saying things publicly to give off an air that they're not panicking. But you can bet inside the clubhouse they're panicking. But I do think there's a sense of urgency there, but everybody's trying to be the hero. And I think we need to see some heroes step up here over the last week. But they're scared. They are playing scared. And as fans, we're caught in the wake. John Taylor on Twitter, at J.A. Taylor, tweeted this. I thought it was really smart. The Phillies are a decades-old psychological experiment designed to see how much madness a group of people can tolerate that's about to reach its gruesome end. I do feel like we are in one of those A24 horror films where we have been subjected to some awful mind experiment, and we're coming to a conclusion here, because this is comical. It's comical that it's happening again. Guys, it's happening again. And I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, I really did feel like, when I was talking to Justin and Liz on the Hit and Season we recorded on Monday night, I mentioned at the very end, you know, what if this team collapses here in the last week? And we all kind of laughed, like, oh, we don't want to talk that into existence. But that was in my heart, because I could see it. I could see it, right? How do you go from a 4.5 game lead on September 14th, 5.5 with the tiebreaker, to where they are right now? This would be the worst, the second worst in franchise history, and the worst since 1964. And they're just finding all kinds of incredibly bizarre ways to lose baseball games. It's hard to fathom, and it's driving the entire fan base crazy. Their playoff odds right now, it might surprise you to learn, are, according to Fangraphs, still at 58.1%. Now, that's before the conclusion of the Brewers game tonight. And we'll have to see what it looks like in the light of day when we know what happens with the Brewers and the Marlins. But I think we're all kind of assuming that the Brewers are going to win, right? I mean, just the way things are going. I mean, the 2022 Phillies, what they need is somebody to loosen things up. And to just get them to relax and play their best baseball. I mean, they need a Jimmy Rollins right now is what they need. But this really did feel like a different team this year. I thought they were past this. I truly did. They had a comfortable lead in the wild card. They were playing well. They appeared confident. To have that lead and blow it, I mean, it's an unimaginable choke job. There's no other way to put it. The big loser energy emanating off of this team right now is suffocating the fan base. And everybody is apoplectic for good reason. We put ourselves through 6 months of watching this team, the Joe Girardi slow start, the Rob Thompson fury months of the middle 3 months of the season, and now another September. Now, it's not over. It's not over. The big loser energy is here for sure. The players are tight. Everybody's nervous. Everybody's scared. Everybody's terrified. But we have a situation now coming up this weekend in Washington, in the nation's capital, where you have the September Phillies against the 22 Washington Nationals. To me, folks, we are about ready to witness a true irresistible force meets immovable object. Which of these two pathetic entities will out-patheticize the other this weekend? If you think that it's impossible if you think it's impossible for the Phillies to not be less pathetic than the Nationals, you haven't been paying attention. The Phillies could absolutely lose this series to Washington. And here's what else is going on with this series in Washington. I've been writing about this since the beginning of the week. The weather in Washington is going to be awful. They're going to be dealing with the remnants of Hurricane Ian. So they've decided to schedule a doubleheader on Friday. It's a day-night doubleheader, 1 and 7 o'clock. And I think that 7 o'clock start time is iffy at best. What they should do is make the first game Friday morning, tomorrow morning, like at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. and play the second game at 3. I don't think they're going to get both games in on Friday, looking at the weather report here. And I live in the Northern Virginia area, and it's looking like Friday late afternoon, it's going to start to get kind of soggy. Maybe it's not raining hard enough to cancel the game. But I know that the single afternoon game scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, the one on Saturday ain't happening, guys. So then it's a matter of, well, will they play a doubleheader on Sunday? I don't think the rain's going to move out on Sunday either. I would be surprised if they get any baseball played on Saturday and Sunday. But if they only get one game in on Sunday, then they would have to come back Thursday of next week for a one-game makeup if the Phillies haven't been eliminated or if they haven't eliminated the Brewers. But what the Phillies did by losing these three games in Chicago was essentially ensure that every one of these last seven games is going to be needed. Every single one of them. And we Dusty Baker of the Houston Astros said this week that he's not going to rest his starters in the final series of the season, even though the Astros have nothing to play for. Now, who knows if the players will have the same edge that they normally do. And I don't know that he's going to play every starter every game. That would be silly of him. But they would not make up this game, the Nationals and Phillies, if it didn't matter for the postseason or for seeding. They would not, and the Phillies are fine with that. But that's why winning some games in Chicago would have been huge. Maybe they could have wrapped it all up without having to worry about playing all four games against Washington. But here we are, at the mercy of the Brewers and at the mercy of Mother Nature, as the Phillies get ready to come into Washington, D.C. for a very wet four-game series against the Nationals. And there, again, no, I don't think there's any way they play all four games this weekend here in D.C. But I guess if you were going to face a team to try and get yourself right, it would be these Washington Nationals. It would be this Washington Nationals team. But no one has any confidence. No one has any confidence that this group of underachieving choke artists can get it done. And you know, I don't name call on this podcast. But I mean, and I hope that I'm proven wrong this week. I hope somebody in that clubhouse is inspiring them to put all of this nonsense behind them in Chicago and embrace this last week. And you're playing a Nationals team that is the perfect antidote. It's the perfect medicine. But you also have, on the other end, the September Phillies, who have not had a winning September since 2017. I'm not sure which of these two sides is going to end up being more awful this weekend. And if they play a couple of doubleheaders, folks, it's hard to win doubleheaders. I don't care if it's against the worst team in baseball, especially on the road. It is hard to win road doubleheaders. So guys, I can't believe we're here. I just can't believe we're here. After everything we've been through this year with this baseball team, I could not blame you if they don't pull this off, if you never come back. Can't blame you. If you never come back to this podcast, if you never come back to this team, I don't really want to watch. If they end up blowing this, I don't want to watch this team anymore. Unless they have a dramatic overhaul, I'm not interested in watching this same group strap it all on and try it again next year. Not interested. So I think this is a very big week for the future of a lot of members of this baseball team. I'll say this as plainly as I can. There is no one on this roster who's safe if they blow this. No one. At least I will say there should be no one on this roster who's safe. That's what happens when you continue to do the same thing. It's not the manager's fault, guys. It's not the manager's fault. It's not Rob Thompson's fault. We already replaced the manager. We already tried that. All you have to do is look at these guys. Rob Thompson's the same guy. He's still trying to be relaxed. He's still trying to be laid back to try and help the players not feel like the weight is on their shoulders. But you can just see it in their eyes. You can see it in how they approach these different at-bats. They're swinging at everything. And then they don't swing at the hanging breaking balls that come right down the middle. It's just pathetic. This was a pathetic showing in the Windy City. Absolutely disgusting. So now they come to Washington, D.C. for a very messy four-game series with the Nationals, and we have no idea how this is all going to shake out. But they lost three games with their three best pitchers on the mound, pitching pretty darn well. And now you've got to rely on Noah Syndergaard, Bailey Falter, some dude from AAA that they're going to call up, and Kyle Gibson to get you back on track in Washington. It's against the Nationals, so there's a better than zero chance that they'll be able to do it. But they've given up all their room for error. They've got to win them all. I think maybe they don't have to win them all. They got to go 5-2, at least in these last seven games, and maybe 6-1, because the Brewers are at home and they've got an easy schedule too. So that's where things stand here as we begin a crucial series. I know it's a crucial series. Of course, it's a crucial series, but this could be a franchise altering series this weekend in Washington and the beginning of next week in Houston. Jobs are on the line, I think. Futures in Philadelphia are on the line, I think. They should be. If the Phillies cannot right the ship and get this done, because I don't know how you could root for these guys moving forward if they can't finish this. I just don't know how you could do it. So I told you this was going to be a short podcast. It was going to be a loud podcast. And I was going to be in my feelings because I know you all are in your feelings as well. Justin and Liz also shared their thoughts on the latest episode of Continued Success, which dropped right after the game. Make sure you check them out. If you've got kids around, I would suggest maybe putting in the earphones for that one, because my guess is the language was flowing and it's justified and it's warranted based on what happened here in Chicago. So make sure, that is appointment listening, make sure you check out Justin and Liz's Continued Success podcast if you're listening to that after listening to this episode of Hittin' Season. So listen, thank you all for commiserating. Thank you all for joining in. I will talk to you next time, hopefully with some better news here on Hittin' Season.